Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Taro, inside the Future Home Podcast studio, Tom Duncan, Meg Butterly, and myself, we bring you the stories about modern day technology and how smart homes and smart devices are changing everything. If you're into inventions, if you're a creator, if you've got a business that's all about selling your inventions, you need to be on this podcast. Future Home. Reach out to me, Arrow, AROEC at gmail.com. The Future Home Podcast, heard on every digital platform. All right, let's do it. Let's play it forward. A look at the unexpected changes endured by the entertainers, writers, camera people, and all others affected but not infected by the global invasion of the coronavirus. These are real people, real stories, the struggle to play it forward. Episode number 235 is with actor Michael Paré from the movie Hollow Point. What's going on, Mr. Bill?
Hey, hey, what's happening, man?
Oh, just down here in the Carolinas enjoying all this sunshine.
Oh, yeah, here in New York, too. How is it out there, Michael?
In California, well, it's only 6:30, so it's still dark. But it's going to be like 75, I guess. Oh, how you doing, man? Arrow? Where in the Carolinas are you?
I'm in Charlotte.
I shot a movie there. Not in Charlotte, but I think we were in North Carolina when the hurricane blew through.
Yep. In fact, the last time that I talked to you, you escaped this area during that time period. and that kind of, you know, your life is like a movie, isn't it? I mean, you're always going into something.
Yeah, there's two hurricanes I was on location for. I was in Miami shooting a television series, and I was on the 22nd floor when the hurricane blew through there. Well, some hurricane. I mean, they get one every year. And then I was in your town, and we shut down for the day. I was in Indonesia when a major earthquake hit. We were shooting on the beach opposite Krakatoa. Yeah, I've been around a lot of disasters, man. not to discount the fires every year in California.
That's right. That's right. And the sky turning bright orange and, you know, just ugly last year. I remember you talking about that, and that it was just such an experience.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could stand on my balcony and there were flames across the mountain range from one horizon to the next. I mean, flames. You know, it was like, oh my goodness. Yeah, but you know, Hollywood is like just one step away from hell itself, isn't it?
That's the truth. Well, Hollow Point officially opens up in movie theaters, and it feels so good to be able to say it's in movie theaters. I love to hear
in
those
theaters.
Words.
Dig it. Yeah. Yeah. America's doing, you know, the stadiums are open, the movie theaters are open. God bless our government for allowing us to commune, you know?
Right, right. Well, that's what we're supposed to be doing. That's what we were born to do. And it's one of those things where when you take that one thing that we need as humans away from us, then all of a sudden we become monsters.
I noticed that. I'm wondering who's going to start coming up with the first bunch of screenplays about, you know, these little pockets of monsters, you know? Instead of just cults where they're praying, they're cults where they're getting ready to prey on humanity. How about that?
Well, in Hollow Point, you team up with a vigilante lawyer and underground Avengers. I mean, you're talking about a movie here that is so what we need right now, because we need a let-go movie where we can go in there and get into the action and just, you know, and dig our fingernails into that seat.
I'm a cop who's gone rogue, and I'm a vigilante cop. Me and Juju Chan are. Luke Goss is a lawyer, and he picks this guy whose family is killed by some bad guys, and we wreak vengeance and havoc.
But doesn't it kind of remind you of the way of the world today, where it looks like that the bad guys are taking over, and they need a group like this to go out there and say, all right, guys, it's time for us to deliver some justice.
Well, if they come to my house, that's what's going to happen. Yeah, there's no question about that, man. And I think a lot of Americans are starting to wonder about that. But, you know, we're not supposed to get political. But I think in the heart of everybody, you know, it's part of America, you know, to be able to defend your home. And when someone attacks your family, you know, it becomes so personal, and it's such a primal assault. You know, it's I think a lot of people, just the thought, just to imagine if somebody had hurt your wife or your children or your parents, and they get off on a technicality. I think a lot of people will relate to that. You know, this primal thing of defense, and not that, you know, it's good. These aren't good things. We have to learn to control ourselves, but, you know, gosh almighty, if someone hurt my family,
I'd go ballistic.
You know, you have nothing left to lose. You know, I mean, that's it.
Well, that's like the, you know, all over the headlines today is that Meghan Markle and the Prince, I mean, their home in Santa Barbara, it's been invaded 9 times. And it's like, why are they printing this story? Because that invites people to come visit. And it's like, what is going on here that we can't even protect them?
Well, you know, it's a very scary situation that the criminals get more defense than the victims. And but, you know, this is all, you know, we also have to wonder that this is how our system works, that everybody deserves their day in court. It's just I don't know, man. You know, maybe it's a good thing that you have to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, but it's not. It's behind you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt.
Right, right, right.
You know, it's not a shadow of a doubt. That's how OJ got off. You know, that's what Johnny Cochran was. I have to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt. No. Beyond a reasonable doubt. So anyway, it's scary. But this is why we make movies, and they write books and do television shows. And so we can take that one step beyond and go into how people feel rather than, you know, the letter of the law, which, you know, there's too many lawyers and not enough heroes.
Isn't that the truth? But yeah, but the Hollow Point creates heroes. That gives us that opportunity to believe in them still.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I say. This is kind of how we serve the public and humanity, by doing what's right, because we don't have a bunch of lawyers writing these screenplays. We have a bunch of artists writing them, right?
You know, we were talking about safe zones and safe places. You've spent the past year living in those little bubbles and things like that. Are you getting used to being on the set like that, or is it you need some more camaraderie and collaboration on those sets?
Well, you know, the camaraderie and the collaboration happens before you get to the set. And it's not the same as, you know, like, you know, being right there with each other. But a lot of these things, you know, you're doing it in secret and in private, you know, meeting for lunch, taking a walk, you know, stuff like that. You know, I've worked with a lot of directors, and we work out everything before we get to the set. And it's not, I don't know, but it seems like the harder they make it, the harder you have to work to make it work. You know, so I like it the old fashioned way, where you get to read through, you get to rehearse and improv and stuff like that. But it's like they're trying to destroy. I don't know, when I say they, who is they, right? And that's the scary part, is, you know, there's somebody behind all of these problems. And, you know, it's hard to define exactly who they are.
So what was it like, that meeting with Daniel for the very first time? Because this man has a lot of pictures inside his imagination that he wants to bring out.
Yeah, you can tell that, you know. And what's interesting is, you know, he did a lot of music videos. He worked with a lot of rappers. He worked with a lot of people who are just one step beyond, you know, doing time. You know what I mean? So you see this very educated, you know, guy. And yet he could walk that line, you know, of, you know, a lot of gangbangers and stuff who become rap stars. They're one step away from prison also. So, He's a deep and complex guy, and he has his finger on what I think works dramatically. And, you know, we collaborated on a script. We have a movie that we're going to, you know, well, I wrote the initial one. We're going to shoot it in Thailand. And Daniel and I collaborate, get along really well.
Wow. You just don't turn it off, do you? You've just, that's what I've always loved about talking with you, is that you've always got something going on in your life.
Yeah, hey, man, I'm directing this year. I want to direct a movie called Supersonic. It's a thriller at 40,000 feet on the Concorde.
Oh, my God. Did you get an authentic Concorde, or did you guys have to build the set?
Well, there's a thing called the Concorde Experience that British Air is, it's like a, not a theme park, but it's like an exhibit they have in Barbados. And the producer bought one of those and had it shipped to Arizona. It's in Phoenix, and they're putting it together. We're going to shoot it in, in June. We shoot it the first week of June in Phoenix. Yeah, but it's like a perfect copy of a Concorde, because this is the Concorde Experience, which is built by British Air, and it's in Barbados. So he bought one of those and shipped it to Arizona. And man, it's going to be really cool. We're going, you know, because you go almost Mach 2.
Right. Well, I expect to talk to you when that movie comes to a conclusion, sir.
Absolutely. I look forward to talking to you again, Arrow.
Excellent, man. Well, you be brilliant today, okay, sir?
All right, you too. Have a good time there in South Carolina?
No, I'm in North Carolina. Well, you might as North well just, Carolina, just right. We just call it the Carolinas. It's one and the same.
Carolina.
Yeah.
Right.
You be brilliant, guy.
You too, man. Have a great one.
Hey, that's Play It Forward. You can listen to other full conversations just like this one on all three of my podcasts, Like It's Live, Unplugged and Totally Uncut, and View from the Writing Instrument, all found on every digital platform.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.